You're listening to the 20th Anniversary SCAC Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments of the past 20 years in each sport. Today, we're taking a look back at the top woman moment in women's basketball history, March 21st through 22nd, 2003. One night after defeating the University of Rochester 63-54 in the national semifinals, Trinity University jumped out to a 17-point second-half lead and had to hold on for a 60-58 victory over Eastern Connecticut State University in the national championship game of the 2003 NCAA Division III Women's Basketball Championships Saturday night at Hulbert Arena on the campus of Rose Holman Institute of Technology. Tournament MVP Allison Woolley hit a baseline jumper with 11 seconds left, proving to be the game winner for the Tigers. Trinity, which had never won an NCAA women's basketball playoff game before its 2003 tournament appearance, finished the season with a 28-5 record, winners of 21 of its last 22 games. The national championship was just the third national title for an SCAC team in any sport. Trinity won both the men's and women's tennis championships in 2000. Trinity head coach Becky Geyer was named the Moulton Women's Division III News Coach of the Year. Today we are joined by former Trinity University head coach and current associate head coach at the United States Naval Academy, Becky Geyer. And coach, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Coach, first of all, just, you know, as you were heading into that year, your 11th season at Trinity, having made two previous trips to the NCAA tournament, losing in the first round both times, coming off a 16-9 season in 2001 and 2002, did you have a feeling that this might be a special team as you entered the 02-03 season?
You know, I think that everybody involved with that team would definitely say that was a special team. I mean, we were very, very deep as far as the number of athletes we could play on the bench. And, you know, I think that there were just so many things that were right with that team that it just really made it special.
You opened up the season, Coach, 4-5 on the year before obviously closing out on that 24-1 run in the national title, to the national title. Just, you know, after the new year, what sort of seemed to be the turning point for that group? And at what point during that run through the regular season did you allow yourself to really think that this could be a special team and we could make a run to the national tournament?
Well, I think that during the, you know, prior to Christmas that, you know, we were close in games and we just didn't quite have it all put together. And, you know, fortunately for us, we peaked at the right time. And, you know, I think that is so important for any team is to really play your best basketball at the end of the season, and we just continue to get better every day.
You know, Coach, you already mentioned a little bit with the depth of this team, but it's interesting as you look at the makeup of this group, just two players who averaged double figures on the year, Melissa Carl, who averaged 10 points, and Allison Woolley, who hit the game-winning shot, averaged 10.2 points. It seems like, you know, it was clearly a team effort. How much does that help with a group and a team trying to make a run through the NCAA tournament?
Well, you know, I feel that the balanced scoring really is what helped us be successful that year. We lost Amy Howe, who was a starter at the time, with an ankle injury in the conference tournament. She never played in any of the national championship games. And, you know, so to lose a starter and still win a national championship, that tells you that, you know, that particular team was very, very balanced. And, you know, the best part would be on a given night, you know, there would be a different leading scorer all the time. And, I really think that the depth is what made us so special that year.
The 2002-2003 year, Coach, was the first year of the SCAC basketball tournament. You guided your team through that tournament, defeating DePaul in the SCAC championships. How much did the SCAC tournament help to prepare you as you guys headed into the NCAA tournament?
Well, you know, as everybody knows, the SCAC is just a premier conference in Division III women's basketball. And, you know, if you can win your league in the SCAC, you're pretty good, to be honest with you. And so I think, you know, for us to beat DePaul was a huge confidence booster. We've battled with DePaul every single year. And, you know, I think that definitely gave us a lot of confidence that, you know, nobody's stopping us now type attitude.
Coach, you hosted Maryville College in your first NCAA tournament game before having to go on the road to face Hardin-Simmons, who had defeated you by 13 points early in the year and then wash you in the Elite Eight. Just talk about that regional, what you remember most about your Tigers team prevailing out of the region and the feeling that you had when you knew you were headed to the Final Four.
Well, you know, first with Maryville at home, that was actually a pretty close game and wasn't, you know, we really didn't take the advantage till late in the game. And I remember going up to Hardin-Simmons. You know, they were the number one team in the country at the time and just had had a great year. And, again, teams that we play consistently and know that they're a great team and they're going to put forth a great effort. And, you know, you mentioned WashU, you know, as the other game. And when you mention WashU, you know they're a great program and a great team as well. And so, you know, we, in my opinion, from the conference tournament on, we did not have any easy games, any games where we really felt we had the advantage. We knew that we were going to have to play our best basketball to win. And, again, I mean, the young women on that team are just such special people and have done amazing things, you know, outside of basketball as well as basketball. And basketball was just really the avenue to help us achieve great things. And, you know, I really feel that against Hardin-Simmons, once we got by Hardin-Simmons, I mean, I really felt like, you know, that was the next step because they were at the time the best team.
Coach, SCAC member at the time, Rose Holman, Institute of Technology, was the host of the Final Four that year. How much did it benefit your team having made that road trip before, you know, being in the conference, having played in that gym, the comforts behind that trip really benefit your team as you guys traveled to the Final Four?
Well, Rose Holman was, it was like playing at home, to be honest with you. You know, we play there every year, and they just have a wonderful staff. They made us feel at home. And honestly, it was as good as having a home game, and we really appreciate everything Rose Holman did for us during that time and during that tournament. And you know, they were as excited for us to win as we were to win, and that really says something about, you know, at that time they were in the SCAC, and it really says something for our conference to have, you know, just such tightness and good people cheering each other on.
You defeat University of Rochester in the first game of the Final Four, advancing to the national championship game, as I previously mentioned, facing Eastern Connecticut. Just what was the one thing you remember about your team, the way they carried themselves, sort of the memory you have the prior leading up to the national championship game against Eastern Connecticut?
You know, I think the main thing was that we just stayed really loose and didn't get too excited about the fact that it was a championship game. We treated it just as another game, even though, you know, it's not. I thought our athletes just stayed loose and played relaxed and played their style of game. And that's probably the biggest thing I remember is just the fact that, you know, I think that our team was so strong and we felt so great about what we were capable of doing that, you know, we knew that we had a great shot to win that game if we just come out and do the things we're capable of.
Up 17 points, as I mentioned, Coach, in the second half. You and the Tigers hold on to win 60-58. What was going through your mind as you saw the game tighten up in the second half, and how slow was that clock kicking down in the waning moments of the game?
Well, you know, I'll always remember that clock and, you know, being up by that much at half, which, you know, was a little bit of a surprise, but we knew they had the ability to come back. They had done that previously. And so that part was not a surprise that they had the ability to come back. But, you know, I think the biggest thing was, and it's a testament to the women on our team, it's just the fact that, you know, they did come back and we maintained our poise and our focus. And you know, Allison Woolley hit a huge shot when we needed it, and it was enough. And so, you know, I think there's something to be said for that as well, just what our women had the ability to, you know, maintain that poise and determination to get it done.
You mentioned Allison Woolley's big shot. She hits it with 11 seconds left. What do you remember about that play, Coach? And then when the clock obviously eventually hits zero and knowing you were a national champion, just the thought that you and the memories you have knowing that you were the national champion that year.
Well, you know, those memories, I think you know, nothing will ever replace the fact, you know, to be a team that actually wins their last game. There's only one team in the country that gets to do that each year. And, you know, that it was such a great moment for our team. It was a great moment, I think, not only for me personally and for our team, but for Trinity University, who has been, you know, very supportive of us all the way through. And also for the SCAC, who, like I said, is a premier women's basketball conference. And so, you know, we were very proud to be able to be in that moment and to come up with a win and be able to represent not only Trinity but the SCAC.
Coach, just talk about how that season, that team, the run you guys made helped you grow as a head coach as you've moved forward throughout your career and in coaching basketball.
You know, what's interesting is I've, you know, moved on to Division I. The one thing that, you know, stays with me the most is that you cannot replace the great student athletes that we had at Trinity University. And I think student is the key point there is that, you know, there's something so great about basketball in Division III and having the student where the academics come first and basketball is second. And, you know, I really love that. I really love everything about Division III basketball. And I think that, you know, there are a lot of programs out there who don't really know what that's like. And so I feel privileged and honored to just be a part of it and to be a part of Division III at that time. And I really enjoyed my experience. And, you know, it's interesting because the women on the team are, you know, doctors and lawyers and teachers and coaches and, you know, it's just amazing to see what they have become in their life. And, you know, they're now having children and all different, you know, new chapters in their life. And I'm just so proud to still be part of it with them as adults now. And, you know, it's been a great experience.
Finally, Coach, last question. Just the fondest memories you have from that group of girls, the girls that you made the run with, not only obviously winning your first ever NCAA tournament game in Trinity history, but making that run to the national championship. I know, as you've already mentioned, it has to hold a special place in your heart as you look back on that time.
You know, probably just the most special is that, you know, we really cared about each other and I think loved each other on and off the court. The team, they were friends off the court. We had respect for each other. And, you know, the assistant coaches from our staff at Trinity to our administration, our assistant coaches, everybody just really worked together to have success. And, you know, we were all on the same page and we had the same goal. And, it, you know, you can't replace those just really tight-knit groups. I think, you know, the X's and the O's are a small part of, you know, the actual people we had on the team. And I think group dynamics is equally as important in your success, you know, as being a great X and O person. So, you know, I definitely give the shout out to our women's basketball team at that time and, you know, everything they achieved on and off the court as students and as athletes and, you know, just being good people and good people within the community. So, you know, I was just really proud to be part of it.
2003 Moulton Women's Division III News Coach of the Year and former Trinity University head women's basketball coach, Becky Geyer. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Congratulations again on the top moment in women's basketball SCAC history over the last 20 years, and good luck as you continue to move forward throughout your coaching career.
Thank you very much.